You're listening to Rise and Shine with Brendan and Michelle. This is part four of their interview with NSU President Rodney Hanley and Vice President Dan Mayberry. You can find the rest of the interview on the Lakes Country 102.1 website.
Well, that brings us to another point about sports, but we got to go see the First Nations game, the first Americans game, and that was amazing, and what cool representation that was. The banquet and the way ECU, they were so polite and respectful. I was impressed with the presidents, the athletic directors, and our community above all else. That was impressive.
Yeah, we're really pleased to put that on. That I got to tell you, that planning for that got put together in about 2 weeks. Right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I know. It was because we were getting a little granular information as it was coming. Yeah. Like, there might be another game. There might be a this.
Because we were originally thinking about giving ourselves a lead time of about a year to put together that bowl. But the athletic director got together with Dan, and they really started planning for this thing. And they decided to go crazy and put it together in about 2 weeks. And so I think they did a fantastic job. I agree with you. The luncheon banquet that we had was fantastic. The game itself, the pageantry around it. And I think it's going to build year over year. We'll I don't know who will be in it next year for the teams, but you know, hopefully we'll bring there will be teams from different areas of the country that coming in.
So I don't know if they'll be quite as ready to play as those boys were. It felt like they were ready to suit up in the parking lot.
What an incredible opportunity for not only the River Hawks but the Tigers from ECU to get to extend their season, showcase their talent, one more opportunity there. And what a great event for the city of Tahlequah to have so many visitors come in. You get bonus days here where there's an economic impact to our community. And shout out to all the businesses that got together and helped us with this by sponsoring and feeding kids and everything else. We could not do great things without so much support from our community.
The football game was outstanding, but my favorite moment of Tahlequah community was when the helicopter blew over the little gated fence in the back of the end zone, and all the guys up and just picked it up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it situated.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them. They just ran out and did it, right? Oh, they did their part.
You know who you are. I saw a Wright brother out there. I saw a bunch of guys helping.
That's right.
Well, and speaking of that being something brand new that's coming to Northeastern State University, we had also gotten an announcement from John Sizemore, the athletic director, that you guys are adding more sports to the roster.
Seven new sports.
Seven in total. Which ones are we going to be launching first?
Well, men's tennis was really the first out of the chute. But we're also adding men's and women's wrestling.
Yes.
And
volleyball.
That's right. Men's and women's cross country and men's and women's track and field.
Let's go.
And I'll tell you, I'm excited about all the sports. We're at a time when many universities are cutting back on the number of sports that they offer because it can be rather expensive to put these on, right? But we've done a lot of careful planning and through some partnerships and a partnership with the Broken Arrow High School so that we can utilize their wrestling facility that they have there.
Wow.
And so we're really excited about that. And I think as of last week, we've hired our wrestling coach. So
yes. Yeah. Round of applause. Yeah.
We're really excited.
That's right. We're looking at bringing these new sports online, and it's probably going to increase our athletic student population by about 300 students.
Wow.
They're all going to live here in Tahlequah. They're going to attend classes here in Tahlequah. They'll practice here, even with our wrestling folks are going to practice here. So we're really looking forward to adding some new students, new student athletes, and bringing in some new opportunities for students from our region. You know, this area has been widely known for its wrestling athletes. And so now our athletes graduating high school have a place to come and compete here in their backyard, but yet also on a national stage.
This has been Rise and Shine's interview with NSU President Rodney Hanley and Vice President Dan Mayberry. To listen to the full interview, visit lakescountry1021.com.